All right, it's Jesse Mods from iHeartRadio Canada here with Matt Walsh and Neil Sanderson of 3 Days Grace. Thanks so much for taking some time to hang with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us, man.
So we got a brand new song from you guys, 3 Days Grace, coming out called So-Called Life, comes out on November the 29th. I was reading through the song, listened to it, obviously. Just some of the lyrics here I wanted to point out, and maybe I can figure out what's going on here. Can't laugh, can't cry, can't live, can't die, can't do anything anymore. What a time to be alive, such a waste of effing time. Now, when I read lyrics like this and I hear the song, I have to think this is a song reflecting everybody's views on what's happening right now in the pandemic. Am I right?
I mean, it's not really a pandemic song. It's more about just the notion of like having to, you kind of, the feeling of having everything bottled up inside of you, and just that notion of wanting to just release that and wanting to explode and express yourself in a world where you kind of have to be, it's hard to do that. You know, it's hard to really express yourself right now and just like kind of just explode. And just that bottled up feeling. So I think a lot of people are feeling that right now. But I think that that's a timeless feeling that everybody's always had.
Yeah. Like, you know, when I'm listening to the song and I'm reading the lyrics, it's funny, if it's not a pandemic song, it definitely feels like what everybody is feeling right now. You know, you want to go out, you can't do anything. Everything seems to suck right now, and everybody's looking for some release. Now, you guys got a brand new record coming out May 5th called Explosions. And a lot of the bands we've talked to throughout the pandemic have, you know, hunkered down in their studios. They've done some writing. They've put together songs. They've got new albums. And the term pandemic album has been thrown around a lot. Would you say Explosions from you guys is a pandemic album?
No, not at all. No, it's just an album that we made during this time. I mean, we kind of write from where we're at currently. But, you know, this album touches a lot on just the just basically keeping your emotions and your feelings bottle up inside until there's a tipping point where you just feel like you want to explode from the inside. And I think, you know, that basically, I guess that sort of is amplified in a pandemic time, but certainly we weren't writing from like, let's make a timepiece album at all.
You know, when we think about the pandemic, a lot of people had a different, you know, different strategies on how they got through it. At the beginning, it felt like everybody was just like ordering in booze and takeout and getting real fat. Then everybody kind of went on this like, oh, we got to get back into fitness because we're so fat now from the beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, we've all kind of gotten through with it with video games and movies and whatever it might be. You know, other than writing this album, Explosions, coming out in the new year here, what did you guys get up to just pass the time and get through the pandemic like we've all been experiencing?
For me, like, you know, we just like, I built a zip line in the backyard in 2020, you know, and then we released that cover.
Yeah, I think for me, I love boating. So I bought the boat that I always dreamt of and just hit the water. That seemed to be, you know, you could kind of get out, and being on the water was something that I've always loved. And so I figured, stop dreaming and just go for it.
What a perfect way to get away from people and just be out there on the water.
Yeah, until you have to call the Coast Guard, but so, luckily I didn't have to.
You know, with all that's been going on in the world, I'm so happy you guys got a brand new album coming out, which means you get to tour it. And it's been a long time since bands have like really buckled down, planned a big tour that they actually thought was going to happen with no cancellations. It looks like things are going pretty good in North America in terms of concerts. And you guys got a big one coming up in 2022, going out on the road with Godsmack. You know, what goes into the preparation of a tour, and how excited are you guys to get back out there on stage and travel all across the world?
Yeah, looking forward to it, man. Like, it's been almost 2 years since we've been out, so it'll be nice to be back out there. We're jealous of the people that are playing concerts right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, you know, kind of whipping yourself into shape too, because, you know, you don't want the rude awakening, especially if you're playing outside and it's like 100 degrees and like, you know, and you haven't like you haven't been on the treadmill enough or something. So a lot of it is physical, is just, you know, making sure that you're in it to, because a 90-minute show when it's hot and it's like, we're a heavy rock band, it's very demanding on the body. So I like to just kind of do a lot of running and that's, but I mean, it's the first show back is going to be in front of like 20,000 people. So it's going to be such a culture shock for us, but in a good way.
Yeah. It's going to be good to have you guys back out. Now, you know, Neil, I think this question might be for you specifically, for this one, but You know, I think it's so amazing how well your band has done since you guys started all those years ago. You got a brand new single, So-Called Life, coming out on November 29th. Brand new album, May 5th, Explosions. You know, back in 2013, when Adam left your guys' band and you guys were looking for a new singer, you found a great one in Matt. Did you think that almost 10 years after, you know, losing your original lead singer, that you guys would be in a position that you are now, still making great music, still on everybody's mind, still on the radio, still going out on tours? It's such a hard thing to deal with losing a singer, and you guys have seemed to do it without any hiccups so far. How was it for you, and did you see yourself being this successful this far away from Adam leaving?
I mean, we were always very driven, and, you know, this band really runs deeper than any one person. But like, you know, we don't take for granted how our fans made the choice to come along with us on this journey, you know? And it's like, the way that I see it is like, life is about chapters, you know, and most things have different twists and turns along the way. And now looking back at it, it just feels like it was like different chapters in the process of this band. And what hasn't changed with this band is our attention to the honesty in the lyrics and the melodies and the message of just kind of writing from the heart about things that every human kind of goes through. And that's always been like a super, you know, important and powerful connection between 3D's Grace and our fans. And so I think our fans sort of have always just looked to 3 Days Grace to be able to put into words kind of what they're feeling, for better or for worse. And, you know, we do write about difficult things like anxiety and depression and loss and sort of, you know, things building up inside of you that you just want to release, but you know, it's hard to do so, and feeling alone and isolated and stuff. So we've kind of that theme, which is, you know, how we feel as people, you know, kind of has continued along. And, you know, Matt is family. Like, it was like a no-brainer when it went down in like 2012. I think Brad and Matt, who are obviously brothers, were having sushi at the time, and I think, if I remember correctly, I heard that Brad just kind of read the email about what had taken place and just like put down his sushi and said, "Hey Matt, what are you doing for the rest of your life? Let's go."
Now, that's really cool. Now, we've heard So-Called Life snippets. You guys have teased that on your social media. The full song comes out November the 29th, you know, with the album called Explosions. You guys have talked a little bit about, you know, your feelings on the first song. What's the rest of the album like that we're going to get to hear in the new year, Matt?
I feel like, you know, it's a good mix of heavier tunes and more heartfelt tunes. Like, it's very dynamic, which is nice. We always like to put out a few heavy ones and like a few that are a little lighter, and just to make it an album. I'm excited for everybody to hear it, you know. After 2 years of working on it, it'll be nice for everybody to enjoy.
Do you guys ever sit back and just like get in on all the comments of your albums when they get released? I always feel like it's such a weird thing for creative people to see like something that you've made, your baby for 2 years, you put it out in the world, and then you got to see some like idiot with an egg profile on his Twitter said, "Oh, I hate this song," you know, and just try to ruin your guys' moment. Do you guys ever get caught up in all that hype with the releases of albums or songs?
You know, after so many years of the, like the being around and stuff, man, it's just like you can't like take the guy with the egg profile seriously, you know. Yeah. Like, you just gotta, yeah, you gotta do what you love and just keep on that path. Don't let haters like drag you down, you know.
Yeah, I've like done the calculation pretty much. No matter what you put out, what you say, what you do in being in a band, it's about 4%. 4% of people are just going to be jerks, and it's just, some people are just want to be trolls, right? And you can't help that. So as soon as you just accept that about 4% of people are trolls, then you just can move past it. So it's not beyond your expectations. But yeah, you know, it's like you can't let that get you down, because the overwhelming feedback on pretty much everything is that 96%. You know?
Yeah, and it's always great too to prove all those haters wrong with like longevity and number one singles like you guys have. We were just talking with the guys in the Tragically Hip, and they released the new Road Apples box set, and they included all of the negative reviews they got from 30 years ago saying the album wasn't going to go anywhere, what a piece of trash, and then 30 years of Road Apples were celebrating. So it's just kind of funny to see the perspective of those guys. But anyways, thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with us. 3 Days Grace, brand new song, So-Called Life, coming out November 29th. May 5th, the brand new album, Explosions. We're looking forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.